praise and worship music, WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in on this fine Tuesday to 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship, WMIE, right here in Cocoa, Florida. And my name is Bob Arthurs. You find my voice on the radio station here, 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening, Monday through Friday, WWBC 1510 AM. You will find my melodious tones there, 10:30 AM. And we just want to thank you for making the intentional choice to listen to the Word of God and find spiritual nutrition for your soul. So with that being said, I finished yesterday's broadcast. I was talking about the kingdom of God, that it is a kingdom of covenant. And the last verse that I had dealt with yesterday was out of Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 24. And it says, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. And I've got a note here on my piece of paper that tells me that we've covered that. You know, I come in here and it might not sound like there's a strategy, but there is a strategy. There's a plan that God has given to me to discuss these things and review and research and all of those things. And then I went home. And last night, while I was sleeping, I just felt prompted of the Holy Spirit to go back and revisit this for just a few minutes this morning. And let you know that we need to make wise choices as to what and to whom we allow to speak into our life. The book of Proverbs talks about wisdom as crying aloud, making herself available, but also there is the adulterous woman that is crying out and is trying to entice people with the words that they speak. And I just want you to know that it is very important who we allow to speak into our life. The Bible talks about in the last days that there will be people who come along and they will speak things that will tickle people's ears. They will find it very appealing. It's going to be something that they find comfortable to listen to. However, it's not going to be speaking better things. It's not going to be speaking truth. It is going to be speaking deception. And so you and I, we need to make sure that we avail ourselves of the various wise voices that speak into our life instead of the unwise voices. We need to make sure that we are listening to the better things and not the worse things. And our mouth has the ability, it speaks out of the abundance of the heart. But one of the other things that I have noticed is that the things that are coming into my ears have a tendency to soon be coming out of my mouth. And so this is not just a passive principle that we're talking about when we're talking about that the covenant, the blood of the covenant, Jesus, the mediator of the covenant, speaks better things into our life. It is not just us on the receiving end. This is what is going to be coming out of us. This is going to be the overflow out of our life. My wife and her family all originated in Chicago, and in Chicago they speak differently than we spoke in Oklahoma. If you know anybody from Chicago, they will want to say things like, "Do you want to come with?" And the English teacher in me just wants to pull my hair out, because it is, if you know anything about prepositional phrases, you not only have the preposition, but you've got the subject of the preposition, that there needs to be in order for it to be a prepositional phrase, it's got to be more than just a one word preposition. You're supposed to complete the thought. So that's always bugged me. But if you get around somebody who is from Chicago or has listened to somebody from Chicago, you're going to soon find that the mannerisms of that culture are going to come out of your mouth. So several years ago, I mean decades ago now, my sister-in-law, who was from Chicago, ended up moving to East Texas where we were, and she was going to college, driving back and forth, and she was living with us. But she was going to college. Well, it wasn't long after that that God called us to Florida, and she decided to stay in East Texas. And she ended up getting married there, having kids there, lives there. Now my wife's other sister has moved down there. My wife's mother has moved down there. And one of those, before everybody moved down there, My sister-in-law called us while we were living in Florida, and when she spoke to me on the phone, it didn't sound like Chicago at all. It sounded like she had never even heard of Chicago. She had the biggest Texas Southern drawl that you could ever imagine coming out of somebody's mouth. And I just burst out laughing. And listen, it wasn't because that was the way that she was raised. It was because that was the language, that was the culture that was speaking into her life on a daily basis. Now, I will also tell you this. You take either one of any member of that family and you put them back into Chicago, and it will not take long before that which was natural to them begins to come out again. I have lived in so many different places that many people cannot tell from my voice where I am from, because there's been so many different influences on my voice. So you and I, we need to focus on allowing the better things of the kingdom of God to speak into our life, not just for our benefit, but because those are the things that are going to come out of our mouth. There are going to be words of life, words of truth, eternal words, spiritual words, healing words, encouraging words, words of comfort, words of peace, words of tenderness. Those are the type of things that come out. And so make sure that you avail yourself of listening to the better things of God. Now, I will also tell you this. Many people only like to surround themselves with people who will speak into their ears things that they already agree with. I will tell you that when God speaks to me, most of the time it is words of encouragement to become a better me. Words that are maybe not the words that I want to hear, but they are the words that I need to hear. And so those are better things. it really does matter who speaks. Righteousness, when righteousness is speaking, it exalts a people. Whenever wickedness is in power, whenever wickedness has the platform, whenever wickedness is speaking, it has a completely different effect. What are you going to feed on? When I was in college, I transferred out of state my second year of my junior year of college, and when I was living there on campus, they began to use a phrase that I had never used before, and it wasn't a bad phrase, it was just a different phrase. And it took no time at all before what I was hearing in my ear was coming out of my mouth. So I want to encourage you, don't indulge your ear to the corrupt voices of this world, to the perverted voices of this world, but do allow your ear to feast on the better things that God has to say to you. So anyway, I feel like I've done my job in responding to the Holy Spirit's prompting since I did that broadcast yesterday. And so we will move on today. I want to take you to the book of Acts. The book of Acts, chapter 28. We're going to spend some time here in Acts chapter 28. Much of the next three or four passages that we are going to deal with are going to deal with a similar theme. It's talking about the kingdom of God, and that should be the subject of our speech. That should be the subject of our communication with other people. So Acts chapter 28, I'm going to begin reading in verse number 17 so that I can give you the context of this passage, and then we will begin discussing things a little bit later on in this passage. Acts chapter 17, and it came to pass after 3 days that Paul called the leaders of the Jews together. So when they had come together, he said to them, "Men and brethren, though I have done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers, yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans, who, when they had examined me, wanted to let me go because there was no cause of putting me to death. But when the Jews spoke against it, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, not that I had anything of which to accuse my nation. For this reason, therefore, I have called for you to see you and speak with you, because for the hope of Israel, I am bound with this chain." Then they said to him, "We neither received letters from Judea concerning you, nor have any of the brethren who came reported or spoken any evil of you. But we desire to hear from you what you think, or for concerning this sect, we know that it is spoken against everywhere." So when they had appointed him a day, many came to him at his lodging, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets, from morning till evening, and some were persuaded by the things which were spoken, and some disbelieved. So when they did not agree among themselves, they departed after Paul had said one word. The Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophet to our fathers, saying, "Go to this people and say, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it." And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had a great dispute among themselves. I'm going to stop reading there for right now. So let me set the context for you. By the way, If I didn't mention it before, you're listening to the Refresh Radio program, and my name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God, and we do want to invite you out to our revival services that are going to be taking place October the 14th. That'll be this Sunday, Sunday morning and Sunday night with Reverend Steve Hoag, and we would love for you to come and be blessed of the Lord. So, back to Acts chapter 28. Paul is in Rome. Paul is a prisoner. He has been faithful. He has given wisdom that successfully enabled all of the people aboard the ship that was shipwrecked to complete their journey to Rome. And he's been granted some liberty so that people could come and visit him. And when some Jewish people from Rome come to his house, he is invited to speak on Christ, because Christianity was being very effective in reaching the world. As far as a percentage of the population of the earth, that first century was more effective than just about any other century in touching the known people groups of that time. It was very effective. It grew from just a handful of believers to a massive percent of the population in a very short period of time. And lots of people were talking about it. And so when Paul gets to Rome, he is invited to speak on that. But here was their statement. They said basically that Christianity was being universally criticized. To put it exactly, they said, but we desire to hear from you what you think, for concerning this sect, we know that it is spoken against everywhere. That's in verse number 22 of Acts chapter 28. So first of all, let me tell you this, that just because something is universally declared by men does not make it the case. The consensus in Israel coming out of Egypt was that they couldn't go into the promised land, yet 40 years later, their children went into the promised land, and they inhabited it. The science community at one point in time panned several scientists because they propagated something that was universally agreed upon in the scientific community, that what this scientist was declaring was not possible. It wasn't true. And yet it turns out it was true. So man's consensus really has limitations. I was watching a space documentary. You know, I like a program. I think it's called How the Universe Works. And every once in a while, Mike Rowe, I believe, is the speaker of that. He's reading the script that they've set before him. And he will say something like, you know, our theory was this, but it turns out we were wrong. We were wrong. And so I want you to understand that just because everybody is saying something does not mean that everyone is right. In fact, everyone could be very, very wrong. So they said, we want to hear what you have to say. And by the way, no pressure, just everybody else is speaking evil against it. When Ahab was king over Israel, and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, and he were preparing to go into battle, Jehoshaphat asked for a prophet. And so Ahab brought in all of his prophets, and everybody was prophesying the same thing. And Jehoshaphat said, is there a prophet of the Lord here? You see, there were people who worshiped Jehovah God, Yahweh, and there were people who worshiped Baal. Not the same thing. It does matter who you believe in. It does matter who you worship. And so Jehoshaphat says, look, I'm looking for a prophet of Jehovah Yahweh God. That, you know, whichever translation, pronunciation you want to use, he said, I'm looking to hear from the one true God. Don't you have a prophet of his around here? Ahab said, yeah, I got one, but I don't like him. He don't like me. He never has anything good to say about me. And Jehoshaphat said, let's hear what God has to say. So Ahab sends for a prisoner, a warden, and they go and they get this prophet, and he tells him, look, this is what everybody else is saying. Let your voice agree with theirs. Let your voice agree with theirs. See, there's always been peer pressure to make sure that the lingo that we use lines up with what everybody else is saying. But listen, we are not here as cultural representatives of a fallen society. We are here as ambassadors of the king to proclaim kingdom culture. So Micaiah was the prophet's name, M-I-C-A-I-A-H, I believe is the way that it's spelled. And he goes in there, and they said, well, what do you have to say? And he says, go, be successful, you know. I'm sure the Lord will give you victory at every turn. And Ahab turns to him and said, how many times do I have to tell you to tell me the truth? And Micaiah says, okay. He said, I don't see you coming back from this battle. I see Israel without a leader. And Ahab throws up his hands and said, see, didn't I tell you? He never tells me anything good. You know, they want you to agree with them, but in actuality, they want you to tell them the truth. And by the way, Ahab did not return from the battle. We need to be that voice that speaks the truth of God, but we speak the truth in love. So it was universally criticized as far as they were aware, but God did not agree with their consensus. So Paul begins to speak, and it says, when they had appointed him a day, many came to him at his lodging, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets from morning till evening. So that may be about as far as we get today, as the clock continues to move on here. What I want you to realize is that Paul spoke to them of the kingdom of God. He spoke to them about Christ, and he did it from the information that they were all familiar with. These were Jewish people. And so what he did was he took them back to the revelation that they already had, and he began to open their eyes to the reality that those statements were prophetic. And he was very thorough. It said he went from morning till evening. Can I ask you, how much time are you willing to invest in someone for them to come to know Jesus? Recently we added our second grandchild to our household, and we're blessed. We're extremely thrilled. And we were actually preparing to go out of town. They had a doctor's appointment. There was a window of time. There was a 3-week window that the doctor had said, you know, your baby's going to be born during this time frame. And we had all looked and said, ain't never going to make it to that last mark there. I mean, she was pretty much ready to go long before this doctor's appointment. And so my wife said, you know, even if we leave town, this baby is going to be born. Well, we never even made it out of town. We got, I got a phone call and said, you know what, we're headed to the hospital. And, just a few hours later, the baby was born. I mean, it was very, very quick. I thought my wife had some of our children very quickly. Our grandchildren, I mean, they come expedited delivery. It just doesn't take very long for them to get here. The reason I tell you that story is not just to share with you a personal analogy and, you know, let you know what's going on in my life. Many of us want people to come to faith in Jesus, and we want it to be just, you know, microwave Christianity 101. Let me quote one Bible verse to you. And aren't you ready to accept Jesus? Well, I want you to know that people are important enough to God that he wants us to be willing to invest as much time as necessary with them to where they are able to understand that the kingdom of God and the God of the kingdom loves them so much he wants them to understand. If you got somebody that you're ministering to today, don't be discouraged. And I will tell you this, don't get trapped in a bunch of theological debates. The you know, the woman at the well was constantly trying to divert Jesus to different topics as he got closer and closer to her heart. But you and I, we need to be declaring the kingdom of God. Take a person from where they are at in their revelation and their understanding and expound the kingdom of God, expound Jesus Christ to them, spend as much time as is necessary, pray for them, allow the King of Heaven to work, to rule and to reign in their heart. And, you and I, let's operate in that gift of patience, because you and I probably didn't respond the first time we heard, and we need to be just as patient with other people as well. God bless you. You have a marvelous day. We'll pick up tomorrow right where we left off today. Have a great day. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.